You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
Now, amidst all of this going on, I saw a news report late yesterday that Patricia de Lille is apparently to be wrapped over the knuckles for attending a commemoration for Mama Winnie that was organized by the economic freedom fighters, and apparently the DA leadership is not very impressed with that. I'm not sure whether that was accurate or not, but no reason to distrust the particular reporter. It was a good reporter when I saw that report online, but I thought it would be useful to just check in with the DA's leadership itself and to ask them. And speaking of self, James Self is on the line, the DA federal chair. Good morning, James, and thanks for always making time for us.
Thank you very much for having me.
What is truth and what is fiction on this matter? Are you guys cheesed off that Auntie Pat went to an EFF event?
Well, let me put it to you this way. Everybody can understand that she would have wished to have been part of a memorial service for Mama Winnie, because, you know, this is a huge icon that has passed on. The problem is that we have a protocol in the party that if you do this, and our leaders do from time to time appear on the platforms of other political parties, they should just at very least inform us that they've had an invitation, they intend to take it up. You know, it's a bit like the proprietors of 702 waking up one morning and you were broadcasting on SAFM, something of that order. So it's just a courtesy. She didn't follow that protocol. She just went off, and then we were faced with a sort of storm of media and party inquiries about what the significance of this was. We had no way of finding out. And so all that we intend to do is to write to her and to ask her, A, why she did this without following the protocols, and B, kindly to observe them in the future.
Your analogy breaks down, usefully so. I don't think that the CEO or my station manager would call me in if I was going to have a conversation with SAFM Stephen Grooters when there is something of grave national importance that we're all dealing with in the moment. It is petty and callous.
Well, I mean, that's your interpretation of it. But I still say that there is a protocol that we have in the party, so that if somebody gets invited to an IFP rally or an ANC rally, I mean, we've done this thing many times in the past, and all that we require is a simple explanation so that we're not, you know, blindsided by it.
There's protocol, and then there's being petty. There's protocol, and then there is understanding the moment the country is living through. Yet again, you are missing the moment and hiding behind protocol.
No, that's what I said. If she had said, I'm going to deliver a tribute to Ma Winnie, I would have said, absolutely fine, go right ahead. But, you know, I am the person who has to sit and say, what is the significance of this? Is Patricia de Lille joining the EFF? What does this mean? You know, so at least one likes to be in a position where one knows. That's all that we're asking.
At least you're being honest now. Your real worry is that maybe she's going to join the EFF, right?
Well, I mean, if she wants to join the EFF, that's her good and great right. We live in a free democracy.
But then why don't you just come out with what your real beef is then, hiding behind protocol?
No, it is a protocol issue, and it remains a protocol issue, because it is just good manners and fair to all concerned that if you are going to go and speak at the rally of a competitive political organization, you inform the leadership.
Yeah, but you are under-describing what she did. She didn't go to a rally, Nje. She went to a commemoration of one of the most important struggle icons in the country. Let's get the description full. Under those circumstances, to ask her to be courteous is callous beyond belief. Yet another example of the DA needlessly misstepping.
No, I don't agree with you, as a matter of fact. I mean,
well, go check how it's playing out with the public, including among some of your supporters. They can't believe that you are so addicted to own goals, you would wrap her over the knuckles in a week when the country is grappling with the legacy of Mama Winnie's passing.
Nobody's saying that she's going to be wrapped over the knuckles. We just wish to draw to her attention the fact that there is protocol, the reasons why there is a protocol, and to ask her to observe them in future.
Come on, James, don't be condescending. She knows there's protocol. We also know that Mama Winnie is important to her. Before she was a DA member, Patricia de Lille herself, whatever we think of her contemporary politics, has an important role to play in the annals of South African struggle. She sat next to Winnie in Parliament. For goodness sake, could you not have waited till next week and find a different reason to cliff her?
Yeah, but that's exactly what happens. You see, somebody from the media phones me and says, so what's the significance of this? And do you know about it? And did she get permission? And then I'm placed in the invidious position of saying, no, I didn't know about it. No, it's not really how we do things. And that's how the story then plays out.
So a journalist called you and managed to rile you up because you were caught unawares that she was going to a rally that she did not declare. Why not say to the journalist exactly what I've just put to you? So what? Let's all focus on Mama Winnie this week.
Well, the question was in a different way. The question that was put to me is, did she get permission? Did she let you know? And I had to answer truthfully, no, she didn't.
What you did not have to do is to then send this letter and behaving like a schoolmaster speaking to a naughty child when she went to the commemoration of one of the most important icons. James, let me put it this way. It's my final question. Do you honestly not see the optics of this? Between you and me. I mean, maybe you want to give me a private off-the-record answer on WhatsApp. But seriously, do you not see how this looks and sounds?
Of course I see how it looks and sounds. But you can also appreciate how I was blindsided by not knowing that this was happening, not being prepared for it, and suddenly getting a flurry of queries both from within the party and from the media. And I think I, in courtesy, ought to have been informed about.
Yeah, we're going to leave it there. Sometimes I feel sorry for you guys. If you want free advice, maybe one day I will help you out. But seriously, these own goals are unnecessary, and blaming us in the media is not the way to solve your strategic communication problems, James.
I'm not blaming the media. I'm just simply saying that I was placed in a situation where I had to give an answer.
You may win the battle against Auntie Pat, but I'm not sure if you're going to win the war with this kind of messaging.
Well, I'll take that on board.
Cheers, James. Thanks for coming on.
All right, cheers.